We have a lot going on this morning, which you should be very excited about. It's going to be, it already is, and it's going to only continue to get better. But I'm going to make these remarks relatively brief. So like, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes. See how it goes. This week and next week, we get probably the most theologically difficult moment of the Bible. God hardens Pharaoh's heart. And I'm not going to stick up for God, but I'm going to try and learn something from it anyways. Pharaoh at the time is the world's worst war criminal. Enslaving nations. Pharaoh's the baddest of the bad. He's the big bad guy. And what is the worst punishment that God can cook up for Pharaoh? A hard heart. A hardened heart. So hopefully, what we can learn from that is the converse, that the best blessing we can get from God is a soft heart. And that can mean a lot of different things in a lot of different contexts. But I think Maimonides hits it on the head for the way I'm looking at it today. Maimonides says that what it meant that God hardened Pharaoh's heart is he took away Pharaoh's ability to repent. He took away Pharaoh's ability to say, I was wrong. And I'm sorry. So this week, my drash is actually a challenge. It's a challenge to each of us to spend the week embracing the greatest of all blessings, a soft heart, by admitting we are wrong. But I'm not going to send you out on your own. We have this week and next week's parsha is the hardening of the heart. So for 7 days, starting tonight, and every evening for the rest of the week, obviously before Shabbat on Friday, and I'll finish next Saturday night, I will post on my Facebook one way that I've been wrong. 8 posts that I've been wrong, and not all of them will be in comparison to my wife. That's universally true, but I will take other opportunities. And I challenge you to do the same. Publicly declare to yourself and to others how you've been wrong and embrace the great blessing of a soft heart, because it's when we admit that we are wrong that we have the chance to grow. Shabbat shalom.